Today is Wednesday, the 9th of October, in the 27th week of Ordinary Time. One Hope Project sings, "My Soul Rests." How might your soul find rest in God as you begin to pray today?
Here in your presence, the whole host of heaven bows down low. There's no higher that's greater. You make us your own. My soul rests, my soul rests in your embrace. My spirit sings, my spirit sings.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.'"
It's possible that the disciple in the reading seems to think prayer is something he ought to do, and that Jesus ought to teach him, if only because it's what the others, the disciples of John the Baptist, are doing. A kind of spiritual keeping up with the Joneses. Do you feel a bit the same way? That prayer is a kind of obligation, but a bit puzzling, a bit difficult? How do you pray usually? What do you expect from it? If you don't pray much, what are the things that put you off praying? Jesus teaches us to call God Father. We're not coming to someone we have to drag gifts from, but to a God who delights in supplying our needs. Prayer is entering into a relationship with this loving God. So, as you listen to the reading again, with the lines a little bit more spaced out this time, spend a few moments dwelling on each phrase, dawdling, as it were, savouring the words.
He said to them, "When you pray, say, Father." "Hallowed be your name." "Your kingdom come." "Give us each day our daily bread." "And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive everyone indebted to us." "And do not bring us to the time of trial."
Is there a particular word or phrase that stands out for you that means something for you today? What do you need today? What is the daily bread you pray for today? Do you need to ask someone for forgiveness or forgive them for hurt caused? Are you facing a testing time today? Is there a challenge you must face that you can't avoid? As Jesus taught us, bring your needs before your loving Father.
Thank you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.